Here's one of New York City's 8 million stories. Many of today's sidewalk Santas used to be homeless. For 96 years, the Homeless Services Agency, Volunteers of America, has been putting its clients back onto the streets with Santa suits, bells, and donation-ready chimneys. The money they collect this year will go toward a food voucher program for families in need. Member station WNYC's Marianne McCune spent the day with one of this year's first-time bell ringers.
Jenny West is an electrician. Well, she's waiting to make it official. She has a diploma from the Non-Traditional Employment for Women School, but she hasn't gotten into the union yet.
So I intend to bide my time, and I intend to get in. In the meantime, I figured, while I'm sitting around doing nothing, why do nothing?
So, the morning before Thanksgiving, she set out to train for another non-traditional job, Santa Claus.
I'm excited about it, actually.
West is originally from the Caribbean island of Antigua, but she came to New York when she was 12, went to school, and became a bookkeeper and a mother. When her son was about 18, she says she got depressed and caved in to drugs.
I was doing cocaine first, and then I got into crack after that. And, you know, marijuana was always there from the 60s when I was, growing up. And, you know, one leads to the other, to the other, to the other. You know, the details I'm going to leave out, on that part, because I really don't want to rehash it, but it's enough of a tearjerker there.
At Volunteers of America headquarters, officials hand out Santa school sweatshirts and fuzzy Santa hats, then load about 40 Santas onto a bus for a training and publicity event at the Plaza Hotel.
Oh, there's my limousine.
West is a plump, gap-toothed 49-year-old Santa with an occasional twinkle in her eye. On the ride down, she gazes out at the changing streetscapes of Manhattan, brownstones and skyscrapers and glitzy store windows and nonstop traffic. 50 blocks down Broadway, she peers at an oblong heap of blankets and clothes on a protected median.
Is that a body or that? No, that's somebody sleeping. I remember being out there homeless. It's no fun. Organizing cardboard boxes so you can have enough padding on the ground if the ground is frozen. Searching for cans to go cash in deposits so you can make your next drug run. Things like that, It's like, when you put yourself down there, it's like admitting defeat. I can't admit defeat anymore. I'm not going back there. Knock wood.
The bus arrives at the ornate Plaza Hotel, and 40 giddy Santas file through its doors to the Rose Room.
Hello. This is beautiful. I love the color of the walls. Yeah, that's the color I'd like to do my walls in, because my walls are like, that mandatory yellowish color. But this would be a beautiful color to paint.
This is upper class living.
There are enormous arched windows, blue glass chandeliers, cakes, fruits, pitchers of fresh squeezed orange juice. The Santas hang back, gossiping about Leona Helmsley, then line up in rows on a stage. Volunteers of America President and CEO Richard Salyer plays the professor.
The first don't is please don't eat garlic while you're in your uniform, while you're at your chimney. Don't eat raw onions. And why is that? Because this will not bring people to the chimney. We need people to come to the chimney to make donations. So do keep your ho-ho-hos fresh and clean. This is our number one rule. Don't smoke while you're dressed in your Santa uniform.
It's kind of hard being a Santa Claus. Because you have to remember to smile all the time. Constantly smile.
Before leaving the plaza, West and some of the other Santas form a smoking section outside. They're not wearing their suits and beards yet, just their Santa hats.
Use your baritone voice.
Merry Christmas.
Feel that air come right in with it.
About 4 years ago, West checked herself into a shelter and got help. She did 6 months of intensive drug rehab and moved into Volunteers of America housing. She's been drug-free and grateful ever since.
Santa gives to worthy boys and girls. These are worthy people that need a hand up. They need a help. They need for someone to just say, here, have some food because you're hungry. Have some assistance because you need it. It's not silly. Not at all. It's worthwhile.
West's most pressing challenge this month is keeping her mustache hairs out of her mouth and finding her baritone voice. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.